as dreamers do. Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through when you wish upon a star. Your dreams come true.
Pretty, huh? I'll bet a lot of you folks don't believe that. About a wish coming true, do you? Well, I didn't either. Of course, I'm just a cricket singing away from hearth to hearth, but let me tell you what made me change my mind. One night a long time... Pardon me. Wait till I fix this thing here. There. One night a long time ago, my travels took me to a quaint little village. It was a beautiful night. The stars were shining like diamonds high above the roofs of that sleepy old town. Pretty as a picture. As I wandered along the crooked streets, there wasn't a soul to be seen. The only sign of life was a lighted window in the shop of a woodcarver named Geppetto. So, I hopped over. And looked in. It was a shame to see a nice, cheerful fire like that going to waste. So what do? I go in. I looked around. Of course, being in a strange place like that, I didn't know what to expect. A cricket can't be too careful, you know. As soon as I saw there was no one about, I made myself at home. As I stood there warming myself, I took a look around. Well, sir, you never saw such a place. The most fantastic clocks you ever laid your eyes on, and all carved out of wood. Cute little music boxes, each one a work of art. Shelf after shelf of toys and... And then something else caught my eye. A puppet. You know, one of those marionette things. All strings and joints. Cute little fella. Ding, ding. Going up. Good piece of wood, too.
Well, now, it won't take much longer. Just a little more paint and it's all finished. I think he'll be all right. Don't you, Figaro?
I beg pardon.
See, that makes a big difference.
Very good. Very, very good.
Well, can't please everybody.
do, don't you, Cleo? Well, we'll leave it to a little wooden head. Do you like it? That settles it. Pinocchio it is. Come on now, we'll try you out. Music, Professor.
Break it up, will you? A lot of downbeats in there.
Little wooden head, go play your part. Bring a little joy to every heart. Little, do you know, and yet it's true, that I'm mighty proud of you. Little wooden feet, and best of all, a little wooden seat in case you fall. Oh, how graceful, my little wooden head. What happens?
Boom!
Up we go. You're a cute little fella. And that smile. You know, I... Huh? You know, Pinocchio, I think Figaro is jealous of you. Oh, don't worry, Figaro. I shall... Now we go to bed.
Good night, Pinocchio.
Little funny face. Good night, Cleo. My little water baby. Figaro, you say good night too.
This is my idea of comfort. Silent comfort.
Look at him, Figaro. He almost looks alive. Wouldn't it be nice if he was a real boy? Oh, well. Come on. We're going to sleep.
Figaro, look, look, the wishing star. Star light, star bright, first star I see tonight. I wish I might have the wish I make tonight. Figaro, you know what I wished? I wish that my little Pinocchio might be a real boy. Wouldn't that be nice? Just think, a real boy.
A very lovely thought,
but not at all practical.
A real boy.
Enough.
Now what's up? Hey, what's going on here?
You have given so much happiness to others. You deserve to have your wish come true. Little puppet made of pine, wake. The gift of life is thine. I've given you life.
Why?
Because tonight, Geppetto wished for a real boy.
Am I a real boy?
No, Pinocchio. To make Geppetto's wish come true will be entirely up to you.
Up to me?
Prove yourself brave, truthful,
and unselfish, and someday you will be a real boy.
A real boy!
That won't be easy.
You must learn to choose between right and wrong.
Right and wrong? But how will I know?
Holly, no.
Your conscience will tell you.
What are conscience?
What are conscience? Well, I'll tell you. A conscience is that still, small voice that people won't listen to. That's just the trouble with the world today.
Are you my conscience?
Who, me?
Would you like to be Pinocchio's conscience?
Well,
Very well. What is your name?
Cricket's the name. Jiminy Cricket.
Neil, Mr. Cricket.
Huh? No tricks now.
I dub you Pinocchio's conscience. Lord High Keeper of the knowledge of right and wrong. Counselor in moments of temptation. And guide along the straight and narrow path. Arise, Sir Jiminy Cricket.
Well. My. Say, that's pretty swell. Gee, thanks. But, don't I get a badge or something?
Well, we'll see.
You mean maybe I will?
I shouldn't wonder.
Make it a gold one?
Maybe. Now remember, Pinocchio, be a good boy. And always let your conscience be your guide. Goodbye, my lady.
Goodbye.
Not bad, says I. Oh, yeah. Almost forgot about you. Well, Pinocchio, maybe you and I had better have a little heart-to-heart talk.
Why?
Well, you want to be a real boy, don't you?
Uh-huh.
All right. Sit down, son. Now, you see, the world is full of temptations.
Temptations?
Yep, temptations. They're the wrong things that seem right at the time. But even though the right things may seem wrong sometimes, sometimes the wrong things may be right at the wrong time, or vice versa. Understand?
But I'm going to do right.
Attaboy, Pinocchio, and I'm going to help you. And anytime you need me, you know, just whistle. Like this.
Like this?
No. Try it again, Pinocchio.
Like this?
No, son. Now listen. That's it. Come on now. Let's sing it. When you get in trouble and you don't know right from wrong, give a little whistle. Give a little whistle. When you meet temptation and the urge is very strong, give a little whistle, give a little whistle. Not just a little squeak, pucker up and blow. And if your whistle's weak, yell,
Jiminy Cricket,
right. Take the straight and narrow path, and if you start to slide, give a little whistle, give a little whistle. And always let your conscience be your guide.
you get down here?
I fell down.
Oh, you did. Oh, you are talking.
Uh-huh.
No.
Yes, and I can move, too.
No, you can't. I'm dreaming in my sleep. Wake me up. Wake me up. Now we see who is dreaming. Go on. Say something.
Gee, you're funny. Do it again.
You do talk.
Yes. The blue fairy came.
The blue fairy?
Uh-huh. And I got a conscience.
A conscience.
And someday, I'm gonna be a real boy.
A real boy? It's my wish. It's come true. Figaro. Look, he's alive. He can talk. Say hello to Figaro.
Hello to Figaro.
Oh, dear, I almost forgot. Look, it's Pinocchio. She's my little water baby. Isn't she cute?
Yeah, cute.
There's cause for a celebration. Music! You start one, Pinocchio. Oh, boy, a party.
Mind if I cut in?
How about sitting out the next one, babe, huh?
Ooh, hey, whoa, let me out, let me out.
Come, Cleo, join the party. Dance.
Ooh, nice.
Maybe we'd better go to bed before something else happens.
Oh, little man, you've had a busy night.
Now close your eyes and go to sleep.
Why?
Oh. Everybody has to sleep. Figaro goes to sleep. And Cleo and besides, tomorrow you've got to go to school.
Why?
Oh, to learn things and get smart.
Why?
Oh, because. Schoolmates, girls and boys, and then now get into it.
Real boys?
Yes, but hurry now. Oh, wait. Here's an apple for a teacher.
Turn around and let me look you over.
Huh? Oh, yeah, yeah. Here.
Running along now. Oh, wait, wait. Come back here, Figaro. School is not for you.
Bye, Father.
Goodbye, son. Hurry back. Da 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 da.
Ah, Gideon, listen. The merry laughter of little innocent children wending their way to school. Thirsty little minds rushing to the fountain of knowledge. School, a noble institution. What would this stupid world be without... Well, 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 Stromboli. So that old rascal's back in town, eh? Remember, Giddy, the time I tied strings on you and passed you off as a puppet? We nearly put one over on that old gypsy that time. A little wooden boy. Now, who
a wooden boy?
Look, Giddy, look. It is amazing. A live puppet without strings. A thing like that ought to be worth a fortune to someone. Now, let me see. That's it! Stromboli! Why, that old faker would give his... Listen. If we play our cards right, we'll be on Easy Street.
Or my name isn't Honest John.
Quick, we let him off.
Yes, Giddy. As I was saying to the Duchess only yesterday... Oh, how clumsy of me. Oh, my. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Oh, I do hope you're not injured.
I'm all right.
Oh, splendid. Well, well. Quite a scholar, I see. Look, Giddy, a man of letters. Here's your book.
I'm going to school.
School? Ah, yes. Then you haven't heard of the easy road to success.
Uh-uh.
No? I'm speaking, my boy, of the theater. Here's a rapper. Bright lights, music, applause, fame.
Fame?
Yes. And with that personality, that profile, that physique, why, he's a natural-born actor. Eh, Kitty?
But I'm going...
Straight to the top. Why, I can see your name in lights. Lights 6 feet high. What is your name?
Pinocchio.
Pinocchio. P-I-N. U-O-P-I. We're wasting precious time. Come on to the theater.
Hi, diddly-dee. An actor's life for me. A high silk hat and a silver cane. A watch of gold with a diamond chain. Hi, diddly-day. An actor's life is gay. It's great to be a celebrity. An actor's life for me. To da di 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 up da 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 di da di di da 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 di 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 da 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 di da di di up di di up da 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 da.
Fine conscience, I turned out to be. Late the first day. Oh, well, you can't get in much trouble between here and school. Oh, boy, a parade!
Hi, Billy D. An actor's life for me.
Huh? A wax mustache and a beaver coat, a pony cart and a billy goat.
Hi, it's Pinocchio. Hey, where are you going?
Life is fun. You wear your hair in a pompadour. You ride around in a coach and four. You stop and buy at a candy store. An actor's life for me.
No.
Hi, diddly dee. An actor's life for me. With clothes that come from a pilot shop and lots of peanuts and soda pop. Hi, what was that?
Oh, it's Jiminy. What you doing up there?
Huh? Who? What? Who? Jiminy? Up where? Why, my boy, you must be seeing things.
Oh, no, that's my conscience. He...
Now, just calm down. Why, there's nothing up there to be afraid of. Oh! Over here.
Oh, Jiminy, I'm gonna be an actor.
All right, Sonia, take it easy now. Remember what I said about temptation?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's him.
Oh, no, Jiminy. That's Mr. Honest John.
Honest John?
Get me out of here!
All right, then. Here's what we'll tell them. You can't go to the theater, say thank you just the same. You're sorry, but you've got to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Pinocchio!
Oh, Pinocchio!
Woo-hoo!
Here they come, Pinocchio. Now you tell them.
Woo-hoo! Oh, little boy!
Ah, there you are. Where were we? Ah, yes. On to the theater!
Goodbye, Jiminy! Goodbye!
Goodbye.
Diddle-dee-dee.
Huh?
And that goodbye for me.
Hey, no, you can't go.
Okay, I'll watch you go.
There he goes.
The diamond chain.
Oh, what'll I do? I'll run and tell his father. No, that'd be snitching. I'll go after him myself.
Ladies and gentlemen, to conclude the performance of this great show, Stromboli, the master showman. That's me, Potuto Trabaldo. And by special permission of the management, that's me too, the question of oggi, is presenting to you something you will absolutely refuse to believe.
Well, looks like a sellout.
Introducing the only marionette who can sing and dance absolutely without the aids of strings. Are you absolutely per niente la cocare? The one. And only Pinocchio.
What a builder. Go ahead. Make a fool of yourself. Then maybe you'll listen to your conscience.
I got no strings to hold me down, to make me fret, or make me frown. I had strings, but now I'm free. There are no strings on me. Hi, ho, the merry old, that's the only way to go.
I told you, huh?
They got strings, but you can see there are no strings on me. You have no strings, your arms is free to love me by the side of Z. Yuck, 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 if you would do, I'd bust my strings for you. My things for you.
Hey,
They like him. He's a success. Gosh, maybe I was wrong. Well, guess he won't need me anymore. What does an actor want with a conscience anyway?
What could have happened to him? Where could he be at this hour? I'd better go out again and look for him. And remember, nobody eats a bite until I find him.
And I drink a champagne. I got those strings on me. Bravo, Pinocchio.
They like me.
200. You are sensational.
You mean I'm good?
Ah, 300. You are colossal.
Does that mean I'm an actor?
Sure. I will push you in the public's eye. Your face, she will be on everybody's tongue.
Will she?
Yeah. Watch this. Porgio un amico, lo pretendo, lo cacchio, e lo spogliato, lo cacchio, e lo passate... For you, my little Pinocchio.
For me? Gee, thanks. I'll run right home and tell my father.
Home? Yeah, sure. Going home to your father. Oh, that is very comical.
You mean it's funny?
Sure, yes.
I'll be back in the morning.
Be back in the morning. Going home. Going home. Going home. Going home. Going home. Going home. There. This will be your home, where I can find you always. Yes, yes, yes. To me, you are belonging. We will tour the world. Paris, London, Monte Carlo, Constantinople.
No, no!
Yes! We start tonight. Angelo Mamimo, you will make lots of money. For me! And when you are growing too old, you will make good firewood.
I gotta get out. You can't get out.
Quiet! Shut up! Before I knock you silly. Good night, my little wooden gold mine.
No! No, wait! Let me out! I'll tell my father!
Peter! Get along, then!
Jiminy! Oh, Jiminy!
Sitting in the lap of luxury, the world at his feet. Oh, well, I can always say I knew him when. I'll just go out of his life quietly. I would like to wish him luck, though. Sure, why not? Pinocchio. Pinocchio. It's me, your old friend Jiminy, remember?
Jiminy! Gee, I'm glad to see you.
Pinocchio! What's happened? What did he do to you?
Oh, he was mad. He said he was going to push my face in everybody's eyes.
Yeah?
And just because I'm a Goldbrick, he's going to chop me into firewood.
Oh, is that so? Now, don't you worry, son. I'll have you out of here in no time at all. Why, this is just as easy as rolling off of... kind of rusty.
Heat a little oil!
Heat a little oil! Well,
that's what I said. Must be one of the old models.
You mean you can't open it?
Yeah. Looks pretty hopeless. It'll take a miracle to get us out of here.
Gee.
Pinocchio! Pinocchio! Bingo!
A fine conscience I turned out to be.
I should have listened to you, Jiminy.
No, it was my fault. I shouldn't have walked out on you.
Guess I'll never see my father again.
Oh, buck up, son. It could be worse. Be cheerful. Like me. Oh. Take it easy, son. Come on. Blow. Atta boy. Oh, well. It stopped raining anyway.
Hey, that star again. The lady. Ooh, the fairy.
What'll she say? What'll I tell her?
Well, you might tell her the truth.
Why, Pinocchio.
Hello.
Sir Jiminy.
Well, this is a pleasant surprise.
Pinocchio, why didn't you go to school?
School? Well, I...
Go ahead, tell her.
I was going to school till I met somebody.
Met somebody?
Yeah, two big monsters with big green eyes. Why, I...
Monsters? Weren't you afraid?
No, ma'am, but they tied me in a big sack.
You don't say. And where was Sir Jiminy?
Oh, Jiminy?
Leave me out of this.
They put him in a little sack.
No.
Yes.
How did you escape?
I didn't. They chopped me into firewood. Oh, look. My nose. What's happened?
Perhaps you haven't been telling the truth, Pinocchio.
Perhaps.
Oh, but I have. Every single word. Oh, please help me. I'm awful sorry.
You see, Pinocchio, a lie keeps growing and growing until it's as plain as the nose on your face.
She's right, Pinocchio. You better come clean.
I'll never lie again. Honest, I won't.
Please, Your Honor. Miss Fairy, give him another chance. For my sake, will you?
Well, I'll forgive you this once, but remember, a boy who won't be good might just as well be made of wood.
We'll be good, won't we?
Very well, but this is the last time I can help you.
on, Jiminy. My nose.
Hey, we're free. Come on, Pinocchio.
I buy a new suit and a swing of their cane. I eat to the best and I drink champagne. I got the best
party. Toodaloo, Stromboli.
Goodbye, Mr. Stromboli.
Quiet. Let's get out of here before something else happens. Stromboli pay. Plenty. That shows you how low Honest John will stoop. Eh, Giddy?
Now, coachman. What's your proposition?
Well, how would you blokes like to make some real money?
Well, and who do we have to,
No, no, nothing like that. You see? I'm collecting stupid little boys.
Stupid little boys?
You know, the disobedient ones what Blair gave from school.
Oh.
And you see...
Yes.
And I take them to Pleasure Island.
Pleasure Island.
Pleasure Island? But the law? Suppose they...
No, no. There's no risk. They never come back. As... boys! Now, I've got a coach note leaving at midnight. We meet at the crossroads. And no double crossing.
No, sir.
You scout around. In any good prospects you find, bring him to me.
Yes, chief.
I'll pay you well. I got plenty of gold.
Yes, yes.
No, sir. Nothing can stop me now. I'll make good this time.
You'd better.
I will. I'm going to school.
That's the stuff, Pinocchio.
I'd rather be smart than be an actor.
Now you're talking. Come on, slowpoke. I'll race you home.
Well, well, Pinocchio, what's your rush?
I gotta beat Jiminy home. Oh, hello.
Well, how is the great actor?
I don't want to be an actor. Stromboli was terrible.
He was?
Yeah, he locked me in a birdcage.
He did?
Uh-huh. When I learned my lesson,
You poor, poor boy. You must be a nervous wreck. That's it. You are a nervous wreck. We must diagnose this case at once. Quick, doctor, your notebook.
Bless my soul.
My. Just as I thought. A slight touch of monetary complications with bucolic semilunar contraptions of the flying trapezes. Say hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus.
I knew it. Compound transmission of the pandemonium with percussion and spasmodic frantic disintegration. Close your eyes. What do you see?
Nothing.
Open them. Now what do you see?
Spots.
Ha-ha. Now, that heart.
Ooh.
My goodness. A palpitating syncopation for Dilla Dilla with a wiki-wiki stabbing of the boy joy. Quick, doctor, that report. Oh, this makes it perfectly clear. My boy, you are allergic.
Allergic?
Yes, and there is only one cure. A vacation on Pleasure Island.
Pleasure Island?
Yes, that happy land of carefree boys, where every day is a holiday.
But I can't go.
Why, of course you can go. I'm giving you my ticket.
here.
Thanks, but I'm...
I insist. Your health comes first. Come, the cooks departs at midnight. I'm diddly-dee, it's Pleasure Isle for me, where every day is a holiday, and kids have nothing to do but play.
Pinocch! Oh, Pinocch! Now, where do you suppose he... Huh?
Pinocchio! Hey, come back!
Here we go again.
Your name's Lampwick. What's yours?
Pinocchio.
Ever been to Pleasure Island?
Uh-uh. But Mr. Honest John gave me...
Me neither. But they say it's a swell joint. No school, no cops. You can tear the joint apart. And nobody says a word.
Honest John gave me...
Loaf around, plenty to eat, plenty to drink. And it's all free.
Honest John...
Boy, that's the place. I can hardly wait. Somebody in the nose.
Why?
Ah, oh, just for the fun of it.
Okay, Lampy.
Tobacco roll, tobacco roll. Just sing off cigarettes and chew tobacco. Come in and smoke your heads off. There's no fun here to stop you.
Pinocchio! There's something phony about all this. I've got to get him out of here.
Hurry. See the model home. It's open for destruction. And it's all yours, boys. It's all yours.
I tell you, ain't this a swell joint?
Yeah, being bad's a lot of fun, ain't it?
Yeah, huh? Get a load of that stained glass window.
All right now, up to it, you blokes. Come on. Shut the doors and lock them tight. Now get below and get them crates ready. Give a bad boy enough rope and he'll soon make a jackass of himself.
Pinocchio! Pinocchio! Where is everybody? The place is like a graveyard. I don't like the looks of this. Pinocchio! Hey, where are you?
Where do you suppose all the kids went to, Lampwick?
No, they're around here somewheres. What do you care? You're having a good time, ain't you?
Uh-huh. I sure am.
Oh, boy. This is a life. Huh, Pinocchio?
Yeah. It sure is.
Ah, you smoke like me grandmother. Come on. Take a big drag. Like this.
Okay, Lappy.
Some fun, huh, kid? Okay, Sledge. Your shot. the matter, Schlatz? Losing your grip? Pinocchio! So this is where I find you. How do you ever expect to be a real boy? Look at yourself. Smoking. Playing pool. Oh! You were coming right home with me this minute.
Hey. Who's the beetle?
Hang on, put me down.
I got him. Come here.
He's my conscience. He tells me what's right and wrong.
What? You mean to tell me you take orders from a grasshopper?
Grasshopper? Look here, you impudent young pup. It wouldn't hurt you to take orders from your grasshopper, your conscience, if you have one.
Yeah, sure. Screwball in the corner pocket.
Why, you young hoodlum, I'll knock your block off. Why, I'll take you apart and put you back together.
Don't hurt him, Jiminy. He's my best friend.
Why, I'll... Your best friend? And what am I? Just your conscience. Okay. That settles it.
But, Jiminy...
You buttered your bread. Now sleep in it. Go on, laugh. Make a jackass out of yourself. I'm through. This is the end.
But, Jiminy, Lampwick says a guy only lives once.
Lampwick?
Come on. Let him go.
Lampwick. Lampwick.
Burned me up. After all I tried to do for him.
Who's his conscience anyway? Me or that hoodlum Lampwick? I've had enough of this. I'm taking the next boat out of here. Open up that door. Open up! I want to go home!
Come on, you douse. Keep her moving. Lively there now. We haven't got all night.
Where'd all the donkeys come from?
Come on. Let's have another.
And what's your name?
Aww. Okay, you'll do. In you go. You, of course, will bring a nice price. All right, next.
And what might your name be?
Alexander.
So you can talk.
Yes, sir. I want to go home to my mama.
Take a bag. He can still talk.
So that's what... Pinocchio!
Hear that beetle talk? You'd think something was gonna happen to us. Conscience. Nah, fooey. Where's he get that stuff? How do you ever expect to be a real boy? What's he think I look like? A jackass?
You sure do.
Hey, you laugh like a donkey. Did that come out of me? Oh. Huh? What the? What's going on? I've been double-crossed. Help! Help! Somebody help! I've been framed. Help! Please, you gotta help me. Oh, be a pal. Call that beetle. Call anybody. Mama!
Donkeys! Oh!
see us. You gotta jump. We'd never make it. It certainly feels good to be back on dry land. Come on, let's get home.
Father! Father! I'm home!
We're home, Mr. Geppetto! Home again!
Pinocchio! I won't be
there! There he is, Mr. Geppetto! Home at last! Hey, maybe he's asleep.
Maybe something awful happened to him.
Don't worry, son. He probably hasn't gone far. Hey. It's a message.
What's it say?
It's about your father.
Where is he?
Why, it says here he went looking for you, and he was swallowed by a whale.
Swallowed by a whale?
Yeah, a whale? A whale named Monstro.
Oh,
But wait, he's alive.
Alive? Where?
Why, inside the whale, at the bottom of the sea.
Bottom of the sea?
Uh-huh. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to find him.
But Pinocchio, are you crazy? Don't you realize he's in a whale?
I gotta go to him.
Hey, Pinocchio, wait. Listen here, son. But this Monstro, I've heard of him. He's a whale of a whale. Why, he swallows whole ships alive. Tie it good and tight now. And besides, it's dangerous. Why, I...
Bye, Jiminy.
Goodbye. I may be live bait down there, but I'm with you. Come on. Let's go. Look out below! He's way down there! Than a goldfish. Ooh, chilly. Thank you.
scared.
Pardon me, Pearl. Are you acquainted with Monstro the Whale?
Not a bite for days. We can't hold out much longer. I never thought it would end this way, Figaro. Starving to death. In the belly of a whale. And poor little Pinocchio. He was such a good boy. It's hopeless, Figaro. There isn't a fish left. If the monster doesn't wake up soon, I'm afraid we...
blast him!
Here's the book. Only a few left. Gotta run it fast.
Hey!
Here's another one.
Hey, Father! Father!
Don't bother me now, Pinocchio.
Pinocchio.
Father!
Pinocchio! My son!
Hey, Father! Here I am.
Huh? Oh, yes, Pinocchio, my boy. I'm so happy to see you.
Me too, Father. Figaro. Oh, Figaro. Cleo. Oh, Cleo. You're here too.
Yes, we are together again.
Oh, you are soaking wet.
Yes, Father.
You mustn't catch cold.
But I came to see
you. You shouldn't have come down here.
But, Father.
But I'm awfully glad to see you.
Let me take your hat.
Oh, Pinocchio.
What's the matter?
Those ears.
Huh? Ears? Oh, these. Oh, that's nothing. I got a tail, too.
Pinocchio! What's happened to you?
Well, I...
Oh, never mind now. Old Geppetto has his little wooden head. Nothing else matters.
I gotta get in. My pal's in there. Come on, you big moose. Open up, I tell you.
Hey! Cut it out!
Oh, boy! Beat it, you buzzards!
Get out? Oh, no, son. I've tried every way.
Why, I even built a raft.
A raft? That's it.
Huh?
We'll take the raft, and when the whale opens his mouth...
No. Now listen, son. He only opens his mouth when he's eating. Then everything comes in. Nothing goes out.
Oh.
It's hopeless, Pinocchio. Come, we make a nice fire and we cook some of the fish.
A fire? That's it?
Yes, and then we'll all eat again.
A great big fire. Lots of smoke.
Smoke? Oh, yeah, sure. A smoked fish will taste good.
Quick, some wood.
Pinocchio, not the chair.
Hurry, Father, more wood.
Oh, what did we sit on if we...
We won't need it. We're getting out.
Getting out? But how?
We'll make them sneeze.
Make him sneeze. Oh, that will make him mad.
He is me!
Look, swim for shore. Swim for shore. Pinocchio, save yourself. Don't mind me, son. Save yourself, Pinocchio.
Pinocchio! Oh, Pinocchio! Pinocchio!
Prove yourself brave, truthful, and unselfish, and someday you will be a real boy. Awake, Pinocchio. Awake.
Father! What you crying for?
Because you're dead, Pinocchio.
No! No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Now lie down.
But, Father, I'm alive, see? And I'm real. I'm a real boy.
You're alive. And you are a real boy.
Yay! Whoopee!
A real life boy. This card's for a celebration. Professor, lots of music!
Well, this is practically where I came in. Thank you, m'lady. He deserved to be a real boy. And it sure was nice of you to... Huh? Well, I'll be... Oh, my, my. Solid gold, too. Oh, I think it's swell.